Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 566 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I have a little special surprise for you. I have a little excerpt of Mark Cabus' solo performance of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's that time of year again, and we're going to get into that just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Then up rose Mrs. Cratchit, dressed out but poorly, in a twice-turned gown, but brave in ribbons, which are cheap and make a goodly show for 6 months. And she laid the cloth, assisted by Belinda Cratchit, also brave in ribbons, while Master Peter Cratchit plunged his fork into the saucepan of potatoes, getting the corners of his monstrous collar caught into his mouth. And then in came 2 younger Cratchits, boy and girl, screaming that outside the baker shops they had smelled the goose and known it for their own. Oh, and basking in luxurious thoughts of sage and onion. These 2 young Cratchits danced about the table and exalted Master Peter Cratchit to the skies while he blew the fire on the slow till the slow potatoes bubbling up knocked against the saucepan lid to be taken out and peeled. "There's Father coming!" cried the 2 young Cratchits, and in came little Bob the father in his threadbare clothes, darned up in brush to look seasonable, with Tiny Tim upon his shoulder. Alas for Tiny Tim. He bore a little crutch and had his limbs supported by an iron frame. And while the 2 young Cratchits hustled Tiny Tim to a stool before the fire, Bob, turning up his cuffs, as if, poor fellow, they were capable of being made to look more shabby, compounded a mixture in a jug with gin and lemons, and stirred it round and round, and set it on the hob to simmer. Master Peter and the 2 ubiquitous young Cratchits went off to the baker's shops to fetch the goose, with which they soon returned in high procession. Never was there such a goose, Bob Cratchit said. He didn't think there ever was such a goose cooked. Its tenderness and flavor, size and cheapness were the themes of universal admiration. Eked out by applesauce and mashed potatoes, it was a dinner sufficient for the entire family. Indeed, everyone had had enough, and even the 2 youngest Cratchits were steeped in sage and onion to the eyebrows. Oh. "Merry Christmas, my dears," said Bob. "God bless us."
"God bless us, everyone,"
said Tiny Tim. "Oh, to Mr. Scrooge," said Bob. "I'll give you Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast."
"The founder of the feast, indeed," said Mrs. Cratchit. "I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon, and I'd hope he'd have a good appetite for it."
My dear," said Bob. The children. Christmas Day. Well, it should be Christmas Day, I'm sure, when one drinks to the health of such a stingy, odious, hard, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge. Well, you know he is, Robert. Nobody knows it better than you. Poor fellow. Oh, my dear, said Bob. Christmas Day. Oh, all right. I'll drink his health for your sake and for the day's, but not for his. Long life to him. A Merry Christmas. Oh, oh. Stop it. A Merry Christmas and ever stop it. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He'll be very merry and very happy. I have no doubts. Stop it, Robert. She drank the toast after them, and the children followed. But it was the first of their proceedings that had no heart in us. Tiny Tim drank it last of all, but he didn't care tuppence for it.
Scrooge was the ogre of the family.
The mention of his name cast a dark shadow on the party that lasted for a full 5 minutes. After it passed, they were 10 times merrier than before. The chestnut and the jug went round and round, and by they had a song from Tiny Tim, who had a plaintive little voice and sang it very well indeed.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
So that is it. I hope you guys have enjoyed the little excerpt we use every year from Mark Abbes' solo performance of A Christmas Carol. Again, proceeds from his performance at NECAT will benefit NECAT. So it's a good time for all. Ticket information is on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we're going to have a triple threat of Christmas. Triple threat of Christmas at Chapin's Barn. So we're going to get into that stuff next week. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.